From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Saying it's time for new leadership in Afghanistan, President Obama is removing General Stanley McChrystal from command. The ouster comes after a magazine article in which McChrystal and members of his staff are seen as criticizing the administration. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports.
In the same breath that removed General McChrystal, the president announced his replacement, General David Petraeus. Mr. Obama stressed that this was a change in personnel, not strategy. Petraeus was General McChrystal's boss as commander of Central Command and is widely credited with creating the counterinsurgency strategy that both General McChrystal and President Obama say will win the war. David Petraeus may be the best-known general in America. He served multiple tours in Iraq and is the man who came up with the troop surge concept that many credit with bringing some measure of stability to that country. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Washington.
Another setback in the Gulf, where oil giant BP was forced to remove the containment cap that was diverting some of the oil leaking from its gushing well. Coast Guard Admiral Than Allen, who is overseeing cleanup operations there, says an underwater robot bumped into the venting system. The cap then had to be removed in order for crews to make sure there were not additional problems with the system. BP is trying to reposition that cap. The Obama administration, meanwhile, announced today it's appealing the court ruling that blocks its six-month moratorium on new deepwater drilling. Administration asking the judge to put his ruling against the moratorium on hold pending the outcome of the appeal. Florida beaches, meanwhile, took their heaviest hit from the oil today, prompting state leaders to again call for a stronger federal effort to clean up the oil at sea. NPR's Debbie Elliott has details.
Thick patches of oil, the consistency of pudding, washed over a three-mile stretch of Pensacola Beach's sugar-white sands. Health officials posted swimming advisories, and a thick, oily odor hung in the air. Florida Governor Charlie Crist toured the area and said he was disheartened so much oil had slipped through the skimming operation in the Gulf. On Capitol Hill, Florida Republican George Lemieux took to the Senate floor to call for more skimmers.
We don't really know what we're doing down there in the Gulf of Mexico. The federal government is not putting the focus and attention on this issue that it should be.
Lemieux says he's getting conflicting information from federal officials about just how many skimming vessels are working to protect Florida's coast. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Federal Reserve, as expected, opted to hold the line on short-term interest rates. Fed policymakers also signaled they'll keep rates low for an extended period. Tony Plath is a professor of finance at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, and says the Fed remains in a difficult spot.
They must not pull out economic stimulus in the form of low interest rates too quickly, or we will double dip into a second recession. At the same time, the longer they risk keeping all that liquidity in the monetary system, the more we risk heightened inflation down the road.
Wall Street barely blinked in reaction to the Fed's decision today. The Dow was up 4 points, closing at 10,298. The Nasdaq lost 7 points. This is NPR. At least a dozen people are dead. More than a dozen others were reportedly injured today when a train speeding through a station in Barcelona, Spain, slammed into them as they tried to cross a railway track. According to Spanish media, those killed and injured were mostly young people who were on their way to celebrate the National St. John's Day Festival. The group reportedly crossed the track instead of using an underpass at the station. A 5-point magnitude earthquake struck north of Ottawa today near the Ontario-Quebec border region of Canada. It was felt as far away as Chicago. We get details from NPR's Cheryl Corley.
The midday quake struck at about 1:40 local time in what's called the Western Quebec seismic zone. It lasted for about 30 seconds, shaking homes and businesses in Ottawa and Toronto, where the quake, 11 miles deep in the Earth's crust, was moderate to strong. Tremors were also felt in a number of U.S. states, including New York, Vermont, Michigan, and even here in northern Illinois. Rich Briggs with the U.S. Geological Survey says that's not unusual because the Earth's crust east of the Rocky Mountains is thick and strong.
It's maybe analogous to hitting a piece of steel with a hammer. It rings. So a small earthquake in the east can be felt over quite a wide area.
Briggs says much smaller quakes happen in the area often. The last quake in the region as large as this one occurred in 1935. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Arizona residents forced to flee their homes due to a fast-moving wildfire are now being allowed to return. Officials began letting nearly 1,000 residents of the area near Flagstaff back into their homes this morning. Many had been away since Sunday when that fire broke out. Fire is estimated to have burned about 14,000 acres. Fire officials say it could be some time before all of the flames are extinguished. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.